This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hoisted Dharma Dhwaja on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, marking the completion of the temple's construction. The Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and will stand as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Aaj sampurna Bharat, sampurna Vishwa, Ram Maya hai. Har Ram Bhakt ke hriday mein advitiya santosh hai. असीम कृतज्ञता है, अपार अलौकिक आनंद है, सदियों के घाव भर रहे हैं, सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है, सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है, आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णाहुति है जिसकी अग्नि 500 वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही।
The Prime Minister said Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. We have more from our correspondent.
Amidst chants of Jai Shri Ram, the reverberating sound of Shankh Dhwani and presence of thousands Ram Bhakts arrived at Ayodhya from different corners of this globe, the Dharma Dhwaja hoisted on the day of auspicious Vivah Panchami and in Abhijit Muhurt. The process started at 11:40 a.m. when PM pressed the button and flag installed at 11:50 a.m. The entire process took around 4 minutes. After that, Prime Minister saluted the flag by showering flowers. The right-angle triangular flag or Dharma Dhwaja, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Sri Ram with an Om inscribed on it along with image of Kovidar tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched the fourth edition of Nayi Chetna Pahel Badlav Ki, a nationwide campaign on gender equality and women's empowerment in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan said equality is not a slogan but the soul of India's culture. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi was also present on the occasion. Organized by the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, the campaign will run across all states and union territories. The launch coincided with the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said every Indian Navy and Coast Guard ship currently under construction is being built in Indian shipyards. Speaking at the Samudra Utkarsh seminar in New Delhi today, he said India's shipbuilding ecosystem today stands on the strength of multiple world-class platforms that reflect the country's technological maturity and industrial depth.
From concept design and modular construction, outfitting, repairs, and full life cycle support, every stage of the shipbuilding process is indigenously developed and executed. And this stands as a testament to Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that 29 labour laws have been simplified and grouped into 4 labour codes to minimise paperwork and reduce approval requirements. Speaking at the National Trade Leaders Conference in New Delhi, he said the new labour codes promote better labour practices, ensure occupational safety for workers, guarantee minimum wages at the national level and extend social security benefits, including for gig workers. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the recent ash clouds from the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia are expected to move from India towards China this evening. Talking to Akashwani News Director General of IMD, Mrityunjay Mahapatra said the ash cloud is affecting only aircraft operations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.